May I decree that you may, that you may, you may pray. May you be the Lord of all.
Father, we give you the praise tonight. We appreciate your faithfulness and your mercies. All of you, none of me, is what our heart cries for. Breathe upon tonight, and let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. Be honored. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Very quickly, I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Last Sunday, we dealt on the subject of the character of love. And we looked, the final thing we saw that Sunday were the products of love. We saw that walking in love is walking in the nature of God. And walking in the nature of God is walking in the supernatural. We also saw that walking in love is walking effortlessly in faith. Because faith walketh by love. It's walking effortlessly in faith. Because faith walketh by love, according to Galatians chapter 5. And in verse 6. Thirdly, we saw that walking in love qualifies people for the mercy and the intervention of God. Because he said, to the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. It qualifies people for the intervention of God. Fourthly, that walking in love is walking in the presence of God. And that is the anointing. Because God is love. Walking in love is walking in God. Fifthly, walking in love is walking in the realm of our full potentials. Because when we walk in love, we are walking according to the nature of our creation. What God created us to be. Sixthly, walking in love is walking in the realm of the harvest, because what a man sows, that he shall reap. When we walk in love, we reap into our lives what we sow into the lives of others. I'm going to add the seventh one this evening. Walking in love is walking in health. It's walking in health. Hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness invites affliction. They invite affliction. Invite affliction. Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 15. He said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The root of bitterness is an invitation for trouble in the body, trouble in the system. This is very, very important. Bitter people, unforgiving people, malicious people, hateful people may battle with what we call mind-body related sicknesses, psychosomatic illnesses. Some migraine form, some neurosis, some ulcer symptoms, several things. I've even seen people laid to rest from cancer because of bitterness. because of hatefulness, it will never be your portion. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Amen. Having said all of that, we want to move tonight on the practicality of walking in love. So we saw the products of walking in love. And tonight, the practicality of walking in love. Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 2, the Bible says, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Walk in love. What is clear is that love is a walk. Love is a walk. Which means to operate in the realm of love, the steps must be taken. You walk, you take steps. If love must be real, if love must produce, steps must be taken. Question is, what steps should we take to walk in love? How do we walk in love? Number one, by walking and receiving the enablement of the Spirit. We can walk in love if we walk and receive the enablement of the Spirit of God. By walking and receiving the enablement of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5. He said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. He said, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of your hands, of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Everyone who genuinely has the Spirit of God carries the Spirit of love. Literally praying in the Spirit is praying in love. It's praying in the language of love. Any Holy Spirit a person carries that makes them hate their wife or their husband must be questioned. Flowing in the Spirit is flowing in love. The more spiritual you are, the more love-filled you are. Men and women of the Spirit are men and women of love. Lekoko barata shakoko bagala kaya da yada dasta. Zekoko peke teke leke preke tokoko baba. He said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. So every time by the Spirit of God, every time you are flowing in the Spirit, you are irrigating your heart with love. I know what I am saying by experience. After I've prayed in tongues for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, how many hours? And I've been flowing in the spirit and praying. When I step out of that closet, I feel like embracing and hugging everybody. Honey, how are you? My wife and children. Until one day my wife said, this way you look, can you return back there? So that you can look like this permanently. Just return back to the closet. Return back there. You can't, any closet you came from and you are screaming and shouting on everybody, it's possible you met somebody but not God. And you are screaming and hating everybody and everybody is running away. Smith-Wigglesworth Swart had an anger problem that was so terrible. He said when he became angry, he would be vibrating like an electric cable. He was so angry until he would tell his wife, don't go to church. And his wife told him, you are my husband, but Jesus is my Lord. I will respect you, but I will obey my master. And she went to church. One day he locked the woman out. And she was lying by the kitchen door. And she, when the man was opening the doors in the morning, opened the kitchen door, and she fell, because she was sleeping by the door, and she fell inside. And she stood up immediately and asked the man, good morning, sir. What would you like to have for breakfast? After she had been locked out and slept outside. Smith-Wigglesworth said, my wife loved me into the kingdom. Loved me into the kingdom. After that, Smith-Wigglesworth became filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said that his heart became as tender as that of a child. It was Smith-Wigglesworth who said, being filled with the Holy Ghost is experiencing the life of luxury. He says, a luxury living. He says his heart became as tender as that of a child. That is what the genuine Holy Ghost does to a person. You can almost not hurt a fly. You can't hurt your wife, hurt your children, or hurt people. No, no. As tender, heart as tender, the love of God is spread abroad. When next you, the Holy Ghost makes you to speak in tongues, ask Him to help you to speak in love and to act in love. So by walking in and receiving the enablement of the Spirit of God, we can walk in practical love. Number two, by walking in the Word of God. In the Word of God. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. By walking in and being filled with the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John chapter 1 verse 1. And who is God? God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. If the Word of God is God, and God is love, then the Word of God is love. Am I communicating? Is that equation correct? If the Word of God is the same as God, and God is the same as love, then the Word of God is the same as love. So when a man is filled with word, he is filled with love. Anything that makes you loaded with word makes you loaded with love. Any word of God you carry on your inside that does not make you love people or have feeling for people or have passion for people, that word of God is to be questioned. The man said to me, when the ambulance came, and they brought the woman here. He said, as soon as they arrived, in no time, I was there in the ambulance. Because pastor here told me, he said, so-and-so person, the wife of so-and-so person is right there, brought past here from the hospital, and they are going to another place inside the ambulance, breathless. Can you please come over and pray for him? In my mind, I said, I'm already on my way. Now, that phone call, if it met me standing as I was hearing it, I was on my feet already, straight to that ambulance. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's not a solitary situation. It is 1, 2, 3 all the time. Every revelation that does not translate into compassion,
compassion is mere information. Compassion for people, passion for God, and compassion for people. All the people, I mean, we have a lot of people who can take the Bible, turn it upside down, and preach all manner of things. But no heart for people. That is head knowledge. Every form of revelation that does not translate into passion for God and compassion for people, it's mere head knowledge. It doesn't produce nothing. It's mere information. By walking and being filled with the word of God, we can walk in the practicality of love. Number three, by communing and fellowshipping with the person of love. And who is that? God. By communing and fellowshipping with the person of love. Whatever you hang around hangs around you. You cannot hang in the kitchen, the local kitchen in the village, and not smell of smoke. Can't sell fish and not smell of fish. Anything you hang around with hangs on you. You hang with God. Someone say if you play, if you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. The positive is also possible. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. He said, we all with open face, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. By the Spirit of the Lord, we are changed. You spend time with God, you are changed into His nature. You spend time with God, you are changed into His likeness. The nature of God is love. Hallelujah. I heard the story of a woman who will be praying in the closet. She is praying to God. And her husband came to maybe ask her for something. Honey, can I get food or something? Just came. I don't know if the husband is a Christian or an unbeliever. And the husband comes and wants to get something from the woman. And this is the woman's response. Satan, pack your load and go. She's praying to love. She's praying to love. And it's in the climate of love. And is calling her husband Satan. Satan, pack your load and go. Satan, pack your load and go. Satan, pack your load and go in Jesus' name. Is it possible for such a husband to follow her to church? There are times I'm in the closet and I'm praying. Stand up, madam. Sorry. I'm in the closet and I am praying. And my wife walks in and I've been praying for. Maybe she needs an attention or something. Whatever, I don't know. And I am in tongues. And she walks in. She doesn't know what to do. Okay, maybe she will write a note or something. But I'll just beckon her and say, shaka papa. That is, we'll talk later. But at this time, I can't talk yet. Now, what did I spoil the prayer for? God is aware that I'm married. God is aware that I'm married. And that once in a while, my wife will look for me, not knowing that I'm praying. Hallelujah. Life is very easy. It's very, very easy. I said, man, that's go hard. And I will pray that prayer. Pray it very well. And by the time I'm through, I'll return back to Madame. Excuse me, but what was it? Okay, yeah, it's all right. Or when I come to a comfortable junction, if I'm dealing with a matter and I have handled that one very well, I can attend to the issue and return back and continue. Who said the prayer spoiled? Somebody say a loud amen. The Bible even says that we should dwell with our wife according to understanding, that our prayer be not hindered. That was 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 thereabout. That your prayer be not hindered. So that kind of prayer that you are praying and your wife is saying is only prayer, you know how to pray. Only Bible, you know how to study. You can't look after anybody. You can't take care. In fact, food, everything. God is also hearing the murmuring. So your prayer is plus one. Her grumbling is minus one. Plus one, minus one. First Peter 3:7, sorry. And likewise, see husbands dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Knowledge, that means understanding, as unto the weaker vessel, as being held together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Somebody say a loud amen. By communing and fellowshipping with the person of love, we can practicalize love. The same scripture, almost the counterpart of 2 Corinthians 3:18, is Psalm 17, verse 15. Psalm 17 and in verse 15. He said, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. So we hang around with him, we flow in love. How do we walk in the practicality of love? Number four, by making the choice to obey the commandment to love. You just make the choice. God said, he gave you a command. Thou shalt not steal, you are not stealing. Thou shalt not lie, you are not lying. So you love your neighbor as yourself. So you decided to make the choice. If God asks me to do it, I am doing it, and his commandments are not grievous. Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 20, Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 20, the Bible said, alright, let's take Mark chapter 12, 30 and 31. Mark 12, 30 and 31. It said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That is, God, you have commanded me to love, and I am going to walk in love. Your word told me your commandments are not grievous. Your commandments will not grieve me. Can you look at Isaiah 48 verse 19 thereabout? Just, his commandments are not grievous. Let me come to that. Someone lift up your voice and say, God asked me to obey him, and I will obey him. Before we go there, look at Deuteronomy 28 and in verse 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe his commandment, to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Somebody say after me, every commandment is connected to the blessing of God. Every commandment is connected to the blessing of God. Every commandment is connected to the blessing of God. Yes, place that on the screen as well. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. Now you look at Isaiah 48 again. Instead of verse 19, we look at verse 18. Isaiah 48. He said, "Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea." So the commandments are connected to the blessing, and the commandments guarantee peace. So you make up your mind to obey the commandment to love. Now let me say this. Love is not a gift. Love is a choice. Loving people, there is nobody who is gifted to love people. People make the choice. The same way that joy is not a gift and joy is a choice. Love is not about what you feel. Love is about what you choose. That is, you decide to love whether you feel like it or not. Whether you feel like it or not, you make the choice. You are going to love your wife. You are going to love your husband. You are going to love your children. Even if there are situations that make loving difficult, you are going to love them. It's a choice. By the commandment, it's a choice. Somebody say amen. How many of you men know that your wife will not look like the way she looked on the wedding day all the time? You better reconcile yourself with this reality for those of us who are not yet married. Vice versa. Your husband will not look the way he looked on the wedding day. The time will come where her physiology and anatomy will change. Abdomen is protruding forward. The configuration of the nose is changing. The face is looking somehow. And it is not her fault. It's the product of impact. You understand? When some people say the wife is not looking like she was before, you are the cause of it. Man. At that time, the love cannot be less than it was before the marriage. That is where the choice to love overwhelms the feeling of love. Those who follow feelings end in failure. Because feelings are never reliable. Feelings are never reliable. You may feel something today and not feel it tomorrow. How many of you know that there are Monday mornings when you don't feel like going to work? If you follow that feeling, will you succeed in life? Even there are times when you don't feel like going to school. But you have to go to school. I remember when we were very young, they were taking us to school at first. And they used to sell some mama put on the roadside near our house. In those days, when we come to where the food was, we finish eating and we don't want to go to school again. I think we stayed at home for almost 1 year because of that situation. My mother said, my father said, they are too young. That's why they say they are not going to school. Praise the Lord. Feelings are never reliable. So don't follow just the feelings. You must come to the point where you make the choice. You make the choice because you are commanded to do so. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I have made the choice to follow Jesus. And I have made the choice to love people by the commandment of God. And I am going to follow that choice in Jesus' precious name. Now, how do we walk in love? I have two more and then we are done. Was that number four? Okay, number five. By keeping the company of the loving and avoiding the company of the hateful. If you want to succeed in your love walk, you must be connected to people who know how to love people and avoid people who hate people. I am going to go to town on this matter by Sunday service. In the book of Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse 20, he said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with the loving shall be loving, but the companion of the hateful shall hate people. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. He said, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? When you keep the company of people who are so generous, who are so loving, who are so caring, you grow up with loving and caring. I'll talk more about this by Sunday. My mother spent her life taking care of other people's children. Just in your front, the food of everything which is just served to the people. Strangers, they will pass. In her house, you will see goat, dog, and cat. They are friends. Eating together. And goats. And all animals are together there. All of them. Are you following what I'm saying here today? There are people whose parents criticize everybody in front of them. They grow in that climate, it is disaster. There are some so-called friends who don't see any good in any human being. Run away from them. Otherwise, you won't be able to protect your love life. There are those who hate people and they want to recruit you into the hatred. He said to this guy, I like you so much. I like the way you dress so sharply. But I saw you sitting with this person on Sunday, last Sunday. Are you people friends? He said, oh no, we're just sitting. Okay, just stay away from that guy. Only because this person hates this person, he wants to transfer the hatred into this one's heart. I'm telling you practicality. It's not all prophets who close their eyes to prophesy. So you are just moving about with bitterness, hating people, and you don't know the reason. You don't like this person, but you don't know the reason. It's somebody who infected you. You know, I heard a story some time ago. That somewhere, it was in Dallas or somewhere, Texas somewhere. Some people were running. They just started running. Other people saw them running, they started running. Other people saw them running, they started running. So after they ran for a long time, somebody asked, another person said, excuse me, please. Why are we running? He said, me myself, I'm not aware. What of you? I don't know. We're just running. It's called a bandwagon effect. The transfer of frustration, transfer of aggression, transfer of hostility. Don't let anybody do that to you. Some time ago, some people were talking about somebody and how terrible the person was. And I said to them, I don't know what he did to you, but he hasn't done me anything. For me, I'm okay, I'm calm. Avoiding anybody who who talks about people to you will talk about you to others. If you ever give them the allowance to talk against people to you, they will talk against you to others. If they dare talk about somebody to you and you make a comment, the comment you made is what they will take to that person. They won't tell the person what they said before you made the comment. So in fact, I was talking with that person last time, the way he was insulting you. The way he was insulting you. I don't know, did you do him anything? Did you people struggle anything? I don't know, the way he was... He didn't say, human beings are just, I'm going to talk about something later on. Just avoid anybody who is bringing people's matter to you. Avoid them. There are some people, it is not church they came to attend. It is fault they came to find. Fault. The usher has fault. This person has fault. That one has fault. The choir didn't sing well. Drummer didn't beat well. AC didn't work well. This one didn't do well. That one didn't do well. And they move from place to place with the baggage of grumbling and murmuring. Even Jesus Christ, in his days on the earth, he prayed for his disciples that they may be one. He prayed for their perfection. He prayed that the people be correct. Himself didn't pastor correct. He didn't pastor 100% correct people. One of them doubted him. It's called Thomas. Say, I don't believe you. You call yourself the Son of God. You say you die. Show me where, let me see the place where they caught you. And except I put my hand in the hole, I won't believe that you resurrected. Huh? That was Apostle Thomas. Apostle Thomas. Not a member, Apostle. Thomas, the professional doubter. I'm sure it's because of Thomas that Jesus gave them a bottle of oil. In Mark chapter 7, he said, I give unto you power. Where is the power? How? Where is the power? Give us something physical. He said, go and cast out devils with what? So they went with a bottle of oil and anointed the sick. I'm sure Thomas was a major person that was behind that operation. Say, take power. Where? Just say it. Say it like how? There must be something visible. He pastored Thomas. Then he pastored Peter. Peter was very unreliable, quick-tempered. Before you can say praise the Lord, somebody's ear has cut off. Somebody's ear was on the floor. Thank God Jesus had the power. He put the ear back. All of them, if not, all of them would have been in police station. Apostle Peter. He said, if everybody would deny you, me, count on me. Jesus said, Mechon. Calm down. Before the cock crow twice, you will deny me three times. Cock crow twice, you deny me three. That is, you will be denying faster than cock crow. And cock crow is used to measure time. So give it time. Thomas said, the words of it, Judas is callous. That one, Apostle Judas. Apostle. Apostle that will sell master. He negotiated his price. Planted the keys on his cheek. And he used the keys to kill. We'll talk about that another day. Those are the kind of people Jesus pastored. Yet there is somebody here who is trying to look for a church that doesn't have the type of Judas. That doesn't have the type of Peter. That doesn't have the type of. Now, whenever you see such a person, even if the church was perfect before that person came, as the person came, the church has spoiled. That kind of person. You know where he's taking you? Until you guard your ear, you will lose your heart. Because your ear is a gateway to your heart. It was when Delilah spoke to who? Samson. He spoke to Samson until Samson's heart changed. If you have no watch over your ears, You have lost the sanctity of your heart. Just avoid the company of the hateful. Camp formation. We are on this side, they are on that side. Avoid such party spirit in the house of God. Avoid it so that you can defend your heart and love liberally. That is why it has been said, we can love liberally, but you relate selectively. Do you understand the meaning of that? Love everybody, but relate selectively. There is no commandment to say be the friend of everybody. Is there any commandment like that in the Bible? Love all men is commanded. Be the friend of everybody. Is there such a command? So in loving people, you have no choice. In relating with people, you have a choice. Nobody can force themselves to be your friend, and you don't force yourself to be anybody's friend. I am saying this point because some tender-hearted people, innocent-minded people, naive people, became victims of bitterness, hatred, and eventual wickedness because of who began to speak. One woman told the husband, told her friend, the way my husband is dealing with me and behaving, I want to leave and just leave this marriage. The friend said, can I assist you with transport money? Live. It's not that I heard the story. It's the person that experienced it that told me with her mouth. You see, to travel is to see. To work out is to see. You are the one that took yourself. The friend was a divorcee. So she was trying to advise this one on how to successfully divorce. It will never be your portion. Will you guard your ears? Will you guard your heart? Will you guard your love life? You guard it by protecting, by surrounding yourself with the right people, the company of the loving, and avoiding the company of the hateful. We'll take this matter a bit forward by the time we are in Sunday service. Number 6. How do I walk in the realm of love, practical love? Number 6. By a clear understanding of the profitability of walking in love. You clearly understood what it profits you to walk in love. That includes understanding that life is a seed. That what we reap is determined by what we sow. A clear understanding of the profitability of walking in love. That what I do for people returns back. In my medical school, a man picked interest in me. So much interest. He was ready to do anything for me. Big doctor. Professor. Graduated. Was in medical school, I'm sure, around the year I was born. That just picked interest in me. Later on, he explained himself. He said, when I was a student in ABU Zaria, medical student, I will pass and branch by where your mother was trading. My mother and her sister were traders together. She said, she will give me money. That is pounds of those days. And that the amount your mother will give to me, it will take such a long time before he could spend it. Whatever my mother gave to him was almost beyond what any other person gave him. So it was as if he was on a vengeance mission. I need to find one of the children of this woman to see what I can do for him. And God gave him the opportunity and we saw. He was very, 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 very interested. Very, very, very interested. He was very, very, very interested. You see, you know that life is a seed. That what you are sowing today, your children may reap tomorrow. that what you are sowing, you yourself may reap tomorrow. So when you understand that, you continue to sow. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, whatsoever. Therefore, all things whatsoever you will that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Psalm 18 verse 25. With the merciful thou will show yourself merciful. With the upright man thou will show yourself upright. Life is a seed. And what we sow is what we reap. When you understand that, I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my effort. When Job prayed for his friends, God turned his captivity. Job chapter 42 verse 10. What I make happen for somebody, God makes happen for me. So I'm going to love people. I'm going to love people. I'm going to do as much good as possible to the people that come my way. I may not reap it from them. I will reap it from God. Am I communicating? Finally, number 7. By refusing to be discouraged by unpleasant human behavior. By unpleasant human behavior. And this is talking about in response to your love. Unpleasant human behavior. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. He said, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Be not weary. So, in the journey of love, there is tendency for weariness. Give you one tiny example. One young man graduated in a good course in Nigeria, and then got scholarship to go study in the UK. It's related to me, extended relation somewhat. And he was stranded. He needed some so and so amount of money to be able to meet up scholarship details and so on and so forth. And I was very, very happy. Oh, somebody that I know, somebody that is a bit close, relation from my mother's side, very close. I mean, relation like that has this opportunity. Let's do everything we can to make sure he goes. So we looked for money, personal money, and then in pounds, and assisted him. He went to the UK. That was the last I heard from him. He graduated. I'm not aware. He arrived in Nigeria. I am not aware. He's working in the bank. I am not aware. He's been there for a long time. The only time I was aware was when he has lost his job. Hola, hola. People there. Oh. He was no longer a Christian. I think he had even lived recklessly and someone was pregnant. I can't remember details. When you see such things, I'll push this place we are stopping now. We will continue on Sunday. We'll continue on Sunday from this junction. If you follow people's reactions, you won't take action. The right action. If you follow wrong reactions, you will just be paralyzed. You raise somebody, he tries to erase you. You raise him, he tries to erase you. Did you hear what I just said? You give him stool to climb. He wants to knock off the one you are standing. The people you introduce him to, he's connected to them against you. Have you experienced such before? Stand up on your feet. We'll continue from here on Sunday, this junction. Because there is too much matter here. If we are to start from here, we won't finish tonight. You help him, he hurt you. The more you help, the more they hurt. Until you're almost saying, let me not help anybody anymore. That devil is a bastard. Because for any upper that fails to do the right thing, there is a Ruth that will do the right thing. The assignment of the upper is to make you miss the roots. They act and function until you say everybody is an upper. Some girls say all men are bad. It's not true. Because they found that they encountered a very bad guy. Bad guy. Heartless guy. Collecting their money. Eating their food. Hating them. And spending his own money on somebody else. Bad guys. I want to do a course of practical husbandology. This one exclaimed in vernacular. He said, "Ele." It's a laughing matter, but it's a serious matter. Practical fathering and husbanding. Practical. Because assumption brings frustration. There are times you expect that people know things and they don't know it. If it is scheduled, would anybody attend? Those who are already husbands and fathers, and those who intend to be, practical life lessons. Because many young ladies are suffering in marriages, and even those who are not yet married are afraid of getting married because of what they see of their friends. And these things are very easy and very practical, very easy. Little hinges that swing big doors. Whenever you hear of such coming up, madam, please encourage your guy. Let him go through. Encourage your friends. Let them go through. We can certificate it. Practicalize it. And then receive reports. You don't have to go through hell to enter heaven. Life is designed to be enjoyed, not endured. That includes marriage. Don't endure it, you enjoy it. Enjoy wife, enjoy husband, enjoy children. Come home to an atmosphere of life, love, peace, tranquility, serenity. It releases your full potentials. Somebody asked me the other day, yesterday, he said, why is it that almost everything is so effortless? As you step to minister, effortless. You do this effortless. Because I'm not under any form of pressure. By his message. And by the grace of God. There are people who will be thinking of going back home tonight now. Their heart is beating. What kind of hostile man are they going to meet at home? And he too just left church. It's normal here, but when he reaches home, tiger. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just know what did happen? Is it choir? What is the challenge? Is it even Kai Kai doesn't worry people like this? Just move and just change. I change. Screaming on children. Making children look like shadow of themselves. It is over. It is over. It is over. Did anybody gain anything tonight or not? Did you gain anything tonight or not? Please let your friends know what you received and give them the messages. Sunday we are continuing, and also we are having more like a Sunday morning crusade. Last Sunday was explosive with the Maraba Axis joining us, and this Sunday we are having the Kubwa, Duse, Buare, and all of that Axis joining us with several of the Axis. Ensure that you are here in person. We have handbills morning. You are invited to a Sunday morning crusade this Sunday. Time is 6:30 a.m. first service and then 9 a.m. second service. The Glory Dome is the venue of it. Bus transportation is free from all those axes. Ensure that you invite friends. And we are meant to have this same handbill here, but for one reason or the other, it is in the locations. We can make it available throughout the week so that you can pick it and invite your friends. I believe something is changing. I see an explosion happening. One white man was here last Sunday and two Sundays, and then last Sunday, and he met me in the office. He said, you know what? He said, this is the first time he has ever sat in a church where he is hearing things he is understanding. That nothing extra super spiritual. Where you are talking of love, you are talking of hate, you are talking of work. They are talking of this. He said he has never been anywhere. He said, you know what? Anything you want me to do, I will do to establish the church in my country of Hungary. Anything. He said, anything you want me to do, I will do. Life is practical, not mystical. You know, in those days, India was banned from Olympics. I think it's because of they were having a mystical approach to the games. Football. There are times the people see football and it is 10 footballs coming at once. You don't know which one to catch. Some the football become tiger head or lion head. Two goal posts, one is up, one is down. You don't know which one to score. Of a mystical approach to life. And once it is not practical but mystical, you are no longer relevant. Alright? But India is doing very well today. They are just in the first world right now. Everything is there. Medical tourism, every single thing. We trust that Nigeria will get there shortly. In the name of Jesus.
Well, lift up your hands and let's appreciate God for His goodness and His mercies. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we magnify You. Thank Him for His word to you tonight. Thank Him for His word to you tonight. Thank Him for His word to us tonight. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Father, we give You the praise. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands and pray this after me and say, Father, I come before You today. To appreciate You for Your word to me. Father, You have sent Your word and have received Your word. I pray for positive transformation of Your word, of my life, from Your word today. In the name of Jesus, I receive positive transformation from Your word in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let us set a yard of the Hazaras. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love. So there is the spirit of love. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that
you will overwhelm me today with your spirit of love. Overwhelm me with your spirit of love. Overwhelm me with your spirit of love today. Help me to function at the frequency of love. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Overwhelm me with the spirit, your spirit of love today. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah chapter 4 and in verse 4, we are going to pray that prayer. Look at that scripture. Say, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Father, purge wickedness out of our nation, out of your body in our nation. Purge it with your fire of revival in this season, in the name of Jesus. Have you seen people who are, I say this on Sunday, who are on the lookout for bad news from others? Bad news, bad news. Bad news from others, from other people's quarters. Father, let your fire of revival burn wickedness from our land, burn heartlessness from our land, burn selfishness from our land. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that the fire of your spirit will burn wickedness, will burn heartlessness, will burn selfishness out of our nation, out of our land, out of the church, out of the body of Christ. Let your fire of revival burn this evil out of our land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let your fire burn in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and just get set to receive that fire. Father, thank you.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
Tell it, Father.
Up your hands and see a baptism of fresh fire, the fire of passion, the fire of His love, fire that will roast everything that is not of God, the fire of passion, fire of passion, fire of passion, fire of passion, passion. Lift your hands high. That fire of His love, that fire also will burn off everything in your life that is not of God. Lift the hands high. But I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream that fire as you place your hand on your head. Father, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, fire! The hands high. Something just happened. This column here, right here, the power of God is upon you. Can you lift your hands? There is a lady there with the problem with your reproductive system, like cycle problem, like blood problem. Something about pink or red or something on this side. If you are this row here, you have any challenge with your female reproductive system, cycle problem, uterine problem, ovarian problem, on this row, you step forward and let me pray for you. If you are already aware, or if the doctor told you, or something like that, right here. Lift up your hands. Father, let fire, fresh fire. Yes, come forward. Something pinkish or reddish or something like that. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release fresh fire. Please find out from us what happened. I release the fresh release of fire, the fresh release of power, the fresh release of grace and oil. Receive it now. 1, 2, 3. That's right. Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, 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 yes. Father, thank you. I take authority over ovarian cysts. I take authority over every form of tumor. I take authority over every form of cancer. I take authority over every form of pain.
I take authority over every form of lump. Today is your end. That right knee is healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. I thank you. Burdens have been lifted. Weights have been lifted. Pains are gone. Afflictions are gone. Afflictions are gone. Evil, wicked agenda over. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Everyone else, you came in here, you came with a situation, a problem. And, that's right. The spell of scarcity and shortage, empty-handedness, the spell of shame and reproach is being broken right now. It's being broken right now. Begging and borrowing is not your portion. It's being broken right now. Those who have the testimony can come out. They don't need to return back to their seats. If there are people who have those cases, they can come forward. Lift your hands. The spell of empty handedness. I declare your liberty from every relationship spirit. Tenure is part. Thank you, Master. Reproach over. Wrong identity over. Wrong identity over. Spirit of impersonation. Spirit of rejection over. Wrong identity over. Spirit of impersonation. In the name of Jesus, I declare life to your body, life to your feet, your legs, your kidneys, and your system. Spirit of death. Out. Jesus' name. Leave. Leave. Father, we give you the praise. Mash, gift of God, somebody by that name in Igbo language. Come. What? Is that in English or in? Okay, you are in English. There is another one whose gift is an Igbo gift. Gift of God.
that gift of God. Lift up your hands. I take authority over every marital reproach, family anti-marital spell, and every challenge from the kingdom of darkness. Today it is over. I declare today, every bahoshta faratisita kalagadisto, lepa grave dog, bashto telefreta sata, close right now. Zeko rapata tatata cycle, leke preta sata latafra to kokoska of calamity and negativity is cancelled right now. You are not the next, you shall not be the next. Ikalabara takakashatala, fire of the Holy Ghost, be free. Be free, be free, be free, be free. Let us see through the guy. Everyone, everywhere you are, I declare your freedom. I declare your freedom. I declare your freedom. You are not a liability to your generation. You are a gift to your generation, and you shall fulfill your days. In Jesus' name. Tell me what happened. Let's go fast. Tell me what happened here quickly.
Sir, our sister, the one on the red dress, she said she got married last year, been expecting the fruit of the womb, and her menses ended immediately she got married.
Immediately she got married.
And the doctors have been saying all kinds of ovarian cysts and all that. They said they don't find it again and all that. But today her word came, and as the word came, she came under power, and twice she fell.
Fire. What about her?
Yes, sir. Her case was mentioned by God's servant. As somebody had a problem with her reproductive system, specifically
menstrual cycle.
Since January, she has not seen her menses.
Both cases. Yes, lift up your hands. This one, the moment he got married, menses ceased. That devil is a bastard. God revealed this to cancel it. Reveal the case, reveal what you are wearing. Fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. It is reversed. Go and bring forth your children. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omeria Nogeya, Omeria Nogeya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omeria Nogeya, Omeria Nogeya.
Accurate word of prophecy, sir.
Yes.
Accurate word of prophecy, sir. You walked up to her in the crowd and you pulled her.
Pulled out.
You pulled her out and you said, I declare your liberty. Every spirit relationship, your tenure expires. She said she feels like somebody meets with her physically, but she doesn't see the person.
Person meets with her.
And also she feels a ring on her hand most of the time. No relationship has worked. And that word came for her.
Meets with her physically.
Yes.
She can't see the person, but she feels the meeting.
And she also feels a ring physically.
I saw the ring on the hand and also that. Step over here. Lift up your hands. I take authority over every satanic, demonic covenant around your life. Every covenant from the pit of hell. From the pit of hell. That is tied down your life and destiny. Break right now. Lift your hands and say your voice and say after we say in the name of Jesus. Every covenant. Agreement with the powers of darkness in my life, I reject you today. Every familiar spirit around my destiny, today is your expiry date. On your marks, get set, shall get up. So shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Sir, another accurate word of prophecy. You singled her out of the crowd and took authority over the spirit of impersonation and wrong identity. She said her life has been a life of struggle, walking like an elephant, eating like an ant, being constantly misinterpreted every time she does something good. And every time something good is coming, there's always, it's called failure at the edge of success. That has characterized her life.
What she didn't do, they say she does.
Yes, sir.
And all manner of impersonations. Over! 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 Everyone here, any mask the devil put on your face, every identity that is not your own, today it is set on fire. Your correct identity is released.
enter your hands. I call it on in Jesus' precious name. Yes.
Sir, this is razor sharp prophetic accuracy, sir. You call the name Onyenyechi, and that's her name.
Gift of God.
And when you went to her, you took authority over marital spell.
Yeah.
Every anti-marital spell, marital reproach, you were taking authority over graves, and you were declaring them closed. Cycle of calamity closed. The same exact things happening to her.
Wow.
Her husband left her 7 years ago.
Wow.
She said she was in a terrible marriage.
Wow.
It was a marriage of hate. She said she was like a servant in the house of that man.
Wow.
And then the man left 7 years ago.
Wow.
And has kept coming back, telling her that he will ensure that she dies.
Oh my God.
2 weeks ago, he came to where she lives and said, I will not give up until you die. And you said to her, you are not going to be the next, you are not the next
to die.
To die. Exact word, sir.
Stand up on your feet. Marital reproach. The man has left you and he's still coming to threaten you. He's still coming to waste your life and he's still saying he's going to kill you. You are not the next to die. If the death is good, the one who is threatening you shall die that death.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If the death is good, the one threatening you shall die the death.
Amen.
I prophesy to everyone here tonight, every grave they have dug for you, those who dug that grave shall be buried in that grave. They shall be buried in that grave.
Amen.
Every situation of shame or reproach in your life, today it is canceled.
Amen.
Somebody say,
every garment
of shame
and reproach
on my life
you are set
on fire
every garment of shame, every garment of reproach, you are set on fire in the name of Jesus.
So shall it be. Lift up your hands, everyone. Every prophetic word you have said here tonight that pertains to you, you said, what I say to one, I say to all. You will see your testimony. But above all, stretch your two hands in front of you. There is a financial mantle here tonight. While I'm praying this, anyone who is here today, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, quickly step forward here and just rush to the front so that God can touch your life and change your life. You want to be genuinely saved? You know you are not living correctly? You know God is not happy with the way you are living, and you want to live correctly, and you want to live to serve Jesus. Quickly rush to the front before I pray this prayer. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness before these things can be added unto you. You will not expect God to change your life or add things to your life if you are not seeking the kingdom of God first. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. That's right. 2. Stretch your two hands in front of you still. 3. That's right. Mahashatala. 4. 5. 6. And 7. Everybody sing a leaf for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. And if you are tied by tobacco, smoking, alcoholism, masturbation, and any form of lifestyle you know God is not happy with, and you want the yoke of that broken, also join us forward here. Goodbye, world. You want to be broken off from smoking, drinking,
masturbation, Indian hemp, drugs, and anything that is not a good lifestyle, and you are not happy with the way you are living, step forward here and let us pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. To go God's way, the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way, the rest of my life. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.